The following is the Be Our Guest podcast live show that was originally recorded on Sunday night, October 19th, 2014. During this live show, we had lots of outstanding calls, lots of first-time callers. We talked about things like Animal Kingdom Lodge. We talked about the benefits of staying there and why this is a wonderful place to just escape to on your next Walt Disney World vacation. We had lots of trip planning questions, including questions about tipping in cabanas on the Disney Cruise Line, taking an elderly guest with you on your next family vacation to Walt Disney World, and much, much more. If you missed this Be Our Guest podcast live show, don't worry. We're going to do it again in November. So put Sunday night, November 16th at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central on the calendar, where we'll be getting together talking Disney and a little pre-Thanksgiving Disney talk right here on the show. Again, thank you so much, as always, for supporting our podcast. We can't thank you enough for doing that. We love talking Disney with you, and these live shows are so much fun because we get to talk and hear what's on your mind. So we hope that you have a great Thursday. Thanks again for downloading the Be Our Guest podcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to the October 2014 Be Our Guest podcast live show. We are here on a Sunday night, a beautiful Sunday night in the fall, broadcasting live from St. Louis, Missouri. Welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in tonight here on MagicalMouseRadio.com. We are going to spend the next hour talking Disney. Whatever you have on your mind, we're going to be talking Disney. We could talk trip planning. We could talk current news, rumors, all kinds of stuff. We're just glad that you're tuned in. And please, at the top of the show tonight, spread the word that you are listening. Get out there on Twitter and Facebook. Invite all your friends and family to tune in over at MagicalMouseRadio.com and get in on the show. We always appreciate that. And don't forget today's episode, as always, brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. And there is a great special out there right now for select dates at the end of 2014, but mostly the beginning of 2015. You can do play, stay, and dine and save some money on all components of a great Walt Disney World package. There's also some room-only offers out there as well. It's a great time to plan the next Disney vacation and do that with one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less. So check them out today. And we thank the folks over at the Magic for Less for sponsoring the Be Our Guest podcast. All right, let's get this thing rolling. Joining us tonight from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia, and DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, we have Ricky. What's going on, Ricky?
Nothing. Just enjoying a beautiful fall day. It was gorgeous here today. So we went for a hike and now I'm drinking tea, and it's a wonderful day. It's been a great day today. So.
Drinking tea. Too funny.
I know, right? It's weird, but I'm a new tea drinker, so.
You're doing that for Malcolm over in the UK.
That's right. It's a bunch of tea.
Remember, God,
here we go.
When in doubt, pinkies out.
You know it. I mean, duh, hello.
All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Happy Sunday night, Pam.
Happy Sunday. Happy fall. It was really just that kind of day today here, too. Just really kind of enjoying, you know, the fall weather as it has moved in. And I don't know. I'll appreciate it here for a while. No complaints about the weather today from me.
Not yet. Not yet.
It's coming. I mean, I'm going to save them. I'm writing them down right now.
Yes.
That's right. I saw my my good friend Liz, who is she just completed the Chicago Marathon, her first marathon. So congratulations to Liz. We talk a lot on Twitter, and she was doing her training run for Dopey this morning, and I believe she is in Chicago, I want to say, but she took pictures from her morning run, and it was 34 degrees with frost on the ground. I mean, too soon. We don't need that yet.
Well, you know, take what we can get.
That's right. And so lots of fun. So everybody's over in the chat room, friendfeed.com/BeOurGuestMike. Again, friendfeed.com/BeOurGuestMike. Come over and chat with Jody, Cheryl, Julie. Go dogs. Julie. A couple of Julies in there. Carol, Mark. We got the Monster Mash rolling. Bob, Chris, Scott. Oh my gosh, too many friends over there. Pam, ooh, you're in there too. Julie. So come on over. So
Pam
many
is
people.
In there. We're good for Pam.
Ricky's in there even. So yeah, come
I
on,
am
chat.
In there. We've got
chat with us. Chat. Okay, so I'm going to propose something tonight. It's going to be like a chain game we're going to play tonight. So I noticed on Friday that Ricky posted a quick question that said, which do you prefer, Animal Kingdom Lodge or Wilderness Lodge? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to get our first caller at 407-413-9395 and take the call. You can drive the show, whatever you want to talk about. But at the end, you will answer that question. And then the next person Then you'll have to throw out the question for the next person in either or situation related to Walt Disney World. See how we're going to do that?
Wow, you're making people work.
That's it. You know, we don't want to work, so, we're putting it on the listeners.
Yeah, please make them work.
Yes. All right, 407-413-9395. Give us a call. We are live now, and our first call of the night is on. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike. It's Brian, Springfield, Missouri.
Hey, what's up, Brian?
Brian.
Let me ask you, is that Royals country down there?
You know what? It is right now.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Yeah, there are, it seems everybody's wearing blue these days. As a matter of fact, I tweeted I have this thing where if I don't see my favorite team actually lose, like if I see the ball about to be caught, if I get the TV turned off in time and I don't see it, then it doesn't hurt as much. So as soon as I saw that happen with the Cardinals, I immediately went and tweeted, "Go Royals."
Hey, you and me too, friend. I never saw the ball leave the park. As soon as that ball was heading towards the plate, I was like, oh, we're done.
Yep. So I've decided that I want to be the Helen Thomas of the Be Our Guest podcast live show. For those of you who don't know who Helen Thomas was, she's a UPI reporter, always got the first question to ask the president at every press conference.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Hey, this one's kind of for everybody, and I'm not where I can hear you right now, so I'll just kind of put that out there and listen in. There's talk of purchasing more land for maybe a fifth gate. Can somebody comment on that?
All right, so we'll talk about that since you can't listen in, but we got to ask you because we're doing something special tonight. We know that you're not listening in, but we're going to ask everybody to answer a question and throw a new one out there to the next caller. So we're asking you if you had to pick Animal Kingdom Lodge or Wilderness Lodge.
Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Right.
Hands down.
Give us one, like, just a quick statement as to why.
Oh, gosh. We were DVC for a while, and you know, we really did try and take advantage of it. And as such, you know, one of the last places we stayed before we decided that, you know, we really couldn't afford it anymore was Animal Kingdom Lodge, and it was just amazing. I know you and yours were just down there pretty recently, and it was easily the most lush of all the resorts that we've stayed in, and we've stayed in a lot of them. I think the theming's amazing. Try and name another another resort or hotel where you can wake up and find animals out your back window in the morning, and the way that Disney puts it all together makes it seem like they're running free. I mean, I know they, you know, the key word there is seen, but just simply amazing.
Cool.
Just simply amazing.
I agree, and I'm trying to switch my reservation to Animal Kingdom Lodge for Marathon. So just having something to talk about in the chat room. We're going to do this tonight, but since you can't listen to us, let's do this while you're on the line. So, Ricky, rumors of Disney going fifth gate. This has been going out there forever. I mean, the rumored fifth gate thing forever, but I have seen more mentioned in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I've seen it being mentioned. I think it's too early to call for a fifth gate right now. I know that they're working on Flamingo Crossing is the area that it was supposed to be a long time ago before the recession hit. There was this area that was going to be built called Flamingo Crossing, and it's supposed to be more kind of value oriented. So it's going to feature not Disney owned value hotels, but value hotels. I think they're building a couple Marriotts there right now.
Right.
And it was supposed to feature like a Walgreens, and it was supposed to have
an exotic Walgreens.
Yeah, I know, right? it was supposed to have Walgreens. It was supposed to have some chain restaurants, that kind of thing. So it was really supposed to be kind of, you know, not high end, you know, kind of stuff. It was supposed to just get, you know, it was trying to, I think, get some of the average guests that comes in. And so right now the Marriotts are building. They've officially started broken ground. And I believe there are five or seven more that are potentially on the horizon for that area.
Seven total.
That's what it is. Hotels. I don't know. I think they're all supposed to be Marriotts, but I don't know. They're kind of close to what I'm hearing is I think that they're supposed to be geared for the traveler that is going to ESPN Wide World of Sports. So I think that's what the purpose now is of this area. Whether or not we get a fifth gate out of it, I don't know. I'm still hesitant to actually see a fifth gate be built because I don't think now is the time for that or any time.
I don't know what they put there even.
Yeah. So anyway, that's I'll believe it either when I see more rumors come out from other people or when I see ground being built or Disney announcing it. And we know that Disney won't announce it until well after ground is built. That's the way they're being going right now. So
yeah.
So I mean, that's an area definitely to keep an eye on. I just don't believe it right now. So we'll
see.
We'll see what happens.
Sounds good. And what kind of question should I be throwing out there, Mike?
So you got to give us an either-or situation related to Walt Disney World for our next caller.
For our next caller. Off-kilter or the Lumberjack Show?
Ooh. Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, good call, Brian. And, hey, you take care down in Springfield and go Royals.
Thanks, guys.
Take care, buddy.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so the next one. That's a riot. Is,
and Brian can't be Helen Thomas. He didn't sound nearly crabby enough.
I wasn't sure who that was at first, but then once he said that, I knew.
You know.
Yeah, now
right?
I made the connection. She just recently retired, correct? Right?
It was a while back, but yeah.
Well, time moves fast when you get old.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it was in the distant near.
Wow.
So now I haven't read a lot of this because I've been like super busy lately. But this Flamingo Crossing area, where's the plot? Is the plot of land up by ESPN Wide World of Sports?
It's on that part. I don't know how
by Western Way.
Yeah, Western Way. I don't know how familiar you are with driving on property.
It's by
but
Animal Kingdom.
I drive on
by
property.
By Animal Kingdom.
Over there, though. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
Okay,
yeah,
there's a ton of land out there. I mean, that's
yeah, there's a ton of land. There's an entrance over there. I mean, that's I've used that entrance quite a lot to get on Disney property. So.
That's the only way we come in and out when we leave.
Yeah,
the one that connects to 429 to the Florida Turnpike.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, there's tons of land over. Like you come in by Coronado Springs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, so, cool. Yeah. All right, you know, we just heard that rumor forever, and I seriously don't know what would go there, and it's just. You know, expand what you have and keep everything up, I say.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we're all of that opinion right now. There's too many parks that are half-day parks right now.
Correct. Yes.
I think 50% of your parks are half-day parks.
And then, so my theory is even if they did, you know, build up all the parks and, you know, and by the year 2021, 2022, they, you know, want to consider building a fifth park. I mean, you still have to keep up the parks that, you know, it's a rolling cycle. Then we need to restart with the Magic Kingdom again. And then we need to, you know, it's just, I don't know.
That's where they are at this point. Yeah.
I know. Exactly. So.
All right. We have our next caller at 407-413-9395. Get in the queue and join us. Talk Disney. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey guys, it's Christy from West Lafayette, Indiana.
Hey, go Hoosiers.
Right now I'm at Animal Kingdom.
Yay!
Yay!
Gotta like that,
man. Oh, my gosh. This place is so awesome.
So, wait, you're in the park or at the lodge?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm at the lodge.
Oh, you're killing me. That's way better than the park.
It's too late for the park, Mike. They're closed.
That's all I was going to say. I'm like, what time is it?
It's 8 o'clock. I don't think they're open, but they might be. I don't know. They've been having some weird hours over there.
So, hey, I'm trying to picture it in my head. You in Jumbo House or Kidani?
I'm in Jumbo. Oh. And we have a Savannah room. And when we came in this afternoon, we've never stayed here before. And when we came in, we walked in and there were two giraffes right outside our window.
That's the best.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing at that place.
It is. And we were going to go to Epcot tonight, but we decided, that's dumb. Let's stay here. Roasted marshmallows. And now my husband and grandson are out doing the night vision thing.
That's so fun.
Make sure you go down to the Mara and get some zebra domes out of the cooler.
We did, and we had the barbecue chicken flatbread, and I played take it or leave it with everybody, and everybody said take it. Awesome. But it was mixed on the zebra dome.
Oh.
Couple take it, couple leave it.
It does have a distinct flavor, I think, that it appeals to some.
It appeals to me heavily.
Yeah. Be careful though, because if you get a little rowdy in the lobby, you could get the boot.
Yeah, watch the guy in the white sport coat with the trash picker.
We'll look for him and try and cause some trouble.
There you go.
I have to tell you guys a funny story. A couple of Wednesdays ago on the question show, Debbie was on and she was saying she knew something that no one else knew, and that this friend of hers was visually impaired and she was getting a seeing eye dog. And I was listening. I was like, oh my gosh, I need to meet that person. And then I thought, wait a minute, it's me.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'm a little slow. I'm old.
Hey, we're all a little slower on this, so welcome to the family.
So anyway, I'm getting a seeing eye dog in January. I have to, it's a 26-day thing. And then I'm hoping that I'll be trained enough that I can be in Marathon 2016. We'll see.
Hey, that is awesome. I'd love to get to run with you because, you know, it's looking more and more, and this is breaking news, but Paige might have to defer to 2016. She's still in a walking boot right now with a stress fracture. So,
oh, no.
You know, it's bad in a way, but in a way it makes me be able to sign up for 2016.
Oh, my gosh.
Because she's going to defer. I hate to say that, but,
oh my,
you know, we'll see. Maybe she might still make it. She's pretty tough, but she goes to the doctor Tuesday and we'll find out. But, yeah, I would guess that we'll be down there for 2016 Marathon Weekend. It'd be an honor to run with you.
Oh, well, honey, I'm not doing any marathon. I'd be lucky to get through the half marathon. We'll see.
Whatever. We'll do it. Yeah. Hey, man, that sounds fun.
It'll be great.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
All right.
So
well,
I just wanted to tell you that story. I know it's awesome. Kind of silly, but anyway.
That's a great story. That's awesome. What this is all about. And man, you're winning. You're beating all of us. You're at Animal Kingdom Lodge chilling.
That's
you're
right.
You made the right call tonight. Enjoy the lodge. That's vacation.
Yeah. And okay, so we're here for three more nights after tonight. Then we move to Beach Club.
Oh my gosh.
In time for Wilson Phillips at Food and Wine, which I had to delay my flight home one day so I could make sure I got there.
Wait, for Food and Wine or for Wilson Phillips?
Both.
Oh, okay. Maybe you're the one that wants to see them. No, just kidding.
Oh,
just hold on for one more day.
I won't need to worry about a seat. I can just march right in, front row center.
Right, they won't be as popular as Hanson, man, when people start waiting in line as soon as I
don't know. What was that band, Starship? Man, when we were there and Starship was there, man, people were waiting in line at at 11 o'clock in the morning as soon as they opened the gates. I'm like, for Starship? Really? I mean...
Well, I'll let you know how bad the lines are for Wilson.
Yeah, I want to know.
Yeah,
like,
take a
picture.
Probably
going to be all the way to Italy? Is that next door?
all the way to the funnel cake stand.
You know what though? You like what you like.
You do.
That's right.
There are no Garth Brooks.
They cater to the older crowd.
That's right. Well, hey, thanks.
Well, have a great night, you guys.
Hey, enjoy
Thank
the lodge
you.
And have a great vacation. Thanks so much for calling in, Christy.
Thank you.
Take care. Have
Bye.
A good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
How great of a
call
is that?
I love people call them when they're on vacation. That's
I love
so
it.
Nice.
And I'm like, dang, she is at Animal Kingdom Lodge right now. And I am sitting at the computer.
Well.
It's fun, though. I love hearing memories like that. That's what it's all about.
It is.
All right, next call at 407-413-9395. You're on the air. Who's joining us?
It's Doug again. How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, Doug.
What's up, Doug?
Oh, we forgot to answer the question. Oh,
she didn't ask. Okay, hang on. We'll get one from the chat room. Chat room, real quick. Somebody throw a question at either or out there for Doug to answer. Go ahead, Doug. We'll answer it at the end of the call.
Okie doke. Sounds good. I just wanted to call it the Animal Kingdom Lodge. I think the only knock on it is the transportation, but I think, Mike, I love it as much as you because we always drive, so transportation's never a problem for us, if that makes sense to you.
No, it does, and let me ask you this, though. Here's my quandary. I'm seriously, and you guys know, I'm a sucker. Every time I go down, it's my new favorite. You know, I'm like, oh, yeah, my favorite is this because it's the last place I stayed. We all know it's kind of how I always end up, but... I'm kind of torn right now, Animal Kingdom Lodge or Riverside? And I'm trying to think value, location. Like, if you put the whole thing together, where do you go, Doug?
Well, me, I've proven it because I've stayed at Riverside probably 25 times. I've been at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, too. I love the Animal Kingdom Lodge. I like it for the same reasons I love Riverside, because it's off. It sits on by itself. You get the quietness of the resort. It's more off the beaten path, and I like that a lot more than other people. Like, I know people love the Wilderness Lodge because of the location, but I like being off on the side there. You feel like you're on your own little separate vacation when you're at them two resorts, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
totally does. And somebody mentioned, and it went really fast in the chat room, that Animal Kingdom Lodge, really the only knock on it is, you know, that there's only really one transportation option, you know, with the bus.
Yeah,
like,
true.
Or maybe if you had some kind of like safari vehicle just to get you over to the animal, you know, just a, like a themed bus over to get you just to Animal Kingdom. So you have a different option to go to one or two places other than just the bus. And I will say that running was super difficult at Animal Kingdom Lodge for anybody that's a runner trying to do that on vacation. But man, I can't knock that experience. It is totally, you know, and I think, and Pam, you could speak on this too. It seems like Disney does it really well, that they transport you to a different place, and Animal Kingdom Lodge probably does that better than any other resort, I think.
I think that's one that every time I stay there, I remember why it is the resort that I have stayed. One of the resorts I've stayed the most at, I will say, because it just, I feel like I could not stay there and not go to the park. It is a resort within itself. It has
exactly. So
many things to do. The recreational opportunities are there because they have special activities. They have special safaris available to their guests. Those are something you can think about. The restaurant choices, the pool is awesome. And as soon as I walk into that resort, it is a total sensory experience. You look out the back of the lobby and you just, you know, it just takes your breath away. You smell the smells from Jiko and Boma coming. That's fantastic. You hear the music. I mean, just all of it really, really comes together and just makes a total experience. So love it.
I agree with everything you said, Pam. I've eaten it at all three of the restaurants, Sinai, Boma, and Jiko. They're all awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Jiko is incredible. But the other thing I think is great about the lodge is I think you and the kids or anybody you bring with you will learn. It's more educational at that resort than probably any resort on property.
Yeah,
between the animals, the artifacts, the building, just to look at the thatched roof, the me being in construction, looking at the architecture inside that building, when you first walk in, just the doors alone take your breath away. Then that lobby opens up. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, absolutely. Great point. Yeah, for sure. There's so much to see and do. So,
and one detail that I learned while we were there, and I just happened to hear a cast member tell somebody else as I was passing through, that if you're in Jumbo House and you're back by that huge window that overlooks the big area there, if you look back towards where you come in and you look up to those two flights of stairs that take you up to the main level, if you're down, I believe, on two, and they take you up to three, I didn't realize, but that looks just like a lion's face, like with the mane,
yeah.
Like the stairs are the mane and the like vents are the eyes. Have you ever noticed that? The protruding kind of nose, it looks just like a lion.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I love
the resort is awesome. I mean, did you guys sit out? Did you sit multiple nights out at the campfire and listen to the Bushmen tell you about the stories and stuff like that?
Oh, I got to do that next time. Didn't get to do it this race weekend.
I've done it in the past, and it is awesome. The storytelling is cool. That fireplace is cool in the lobby, and the one, you know, where they do the storytelling out there is cool. There's just so much to see and do.
Pam was just too busy doing handstands in the pool.
And there's just something special about sitting out by a fire at that lodge in the middle of Florida. It transcends you. You really feel like you're somewhere else when you go back to that resort. And that's what I think. I like the seclusion of that. And it's the same thing with Riverside, Mike. It's the same thing there. Don't you feel like in the morning when you get off the run, didn't you feel like it was your resort?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's where that is now my adopted home resort. Riverside's it, because it's just like, when you're running, for me, it really sold me in the mornings when I was up before most people, and it was truly running through a postcard. I mean, like, things should not be that beautiful, you know, in nature. Like, it was just, it was running through a postcard.
And just the, like I said on my show, on yours before, one of my favorite things is the walk home from, I get dropped off at French Quarter. We go to the bakery and walk back all the way across property. And the last time we were there, I was all the way at the far, building 24, the total far side of Riverside. I had to walk from French Quarter all the way back to the far side of Riverside. My wife gave me some looks, believe me. But I enjoyed that. It was one of my best parts of the trip, the half hour, 40 minute walk from one side of that resort to the other.
I'm glad you do that, though. That's what it's all about.
So, you got my question?
Yes, and we're going to take this one from our good friend Chris, that we got to hang out with Chris Clark down at the Epic October weekend. She's asking, Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party or Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party?
I would have to say the Very Merry Christmas Party.
Ooh, okay.
It's just, I love both of them, but I just like the Christmas party a little bit better. I think I like Christmas more than Halloween, so that's it. My wife would probably say the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, but I like the Christmas party.
All right, sounds good. Well, hey, before you get out of here, give us the next either or for our next caller, and they're waiting patiently.
Yachtson Steakhouse or Le Cellier?
Nice.
Oh, nice.
All right, Doug, you take care. Keep doing a great show, and we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Thanks, Mike. Be good, guys.
You too. Bye. Tell Dennis we said hello.
See
you, Doug. Bye. All right, great one. So we have Le Cellier or Yachtsman's for our next caller, who is patiently waiting and is on the air now. Who's joining us?
This is Susie from Mississippi.
Hey, Susie.
Hey, how are you, Susie?
I'm good. How are y'all?
We're doing great.
Hey, your state is representing in college football. Let me just say, Ole Miss and Mississippi State, 1-2, I think.
It's Bulldogs all the way.
Okay.
All right,
I went to Ole Miss. They were good to us, but yeah, I got friends that are Bulldogs as well.
Well, I was wondering real quickly. My family at four and my mother are coming in about 2 or 3 weeks, and we're staying in the Art of Animation, and I've always wanted to see the fireworks from the Polynesian. But I know it's under construction. I didn't know how good that would be or if I would even be able to get in or if y'all had any other recommendations outside of the park to see the fireworks that were really good.
What do you think, Pam?
I mean, the Polynesian right now, I hate to say it, but it's a mess. I mean, you know, it just is. The beaches are closed. The beach anyways that we're used to seeing them from is not open now. But I think a great place to see the fireworks from is the Contemporary on the fourth floor there, the Grand Concourse. There is a balcony, a patio kind of area where you can go and sit out and you can see the fireworks from there. It's a unique perspective. You know, I think the Polynesian view is a really great view because you can see the castle and the fireworks, and that's awesome. But the great thing about the view from the Contemporary is that you're really close, and you can hear the fireworks and the music is piped, you know, out there. And so it's a really great location. So you may want to try that.
Okay, is it usually crowded there? I mean, do we need to get how early? We come in on a Saturday, and that's when we were thinking about doing it, was on that Saturday night, was trying to see them.
I have not encountered huge crowds there, but I will tell you that I probably haven't watched them from there maybe in the last 6 months or so, but I haven't ever encountered huge crowds there.
Okay.
So.
Great. And then I was also wondering, one morning we were, of course, unable to get fast passes for Frozen, and my daughter really wants to meet Anna and Elsa, and we have a reservation at the Crystal Palace at 8:15 one morning. I didn't know if we showed up at 8, they would go ahead and take us so we could try to get out early and beat the crowds in line?
For the ADR?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say it couldn't hurt. You know, just because if you have that ADR and as soon as you get there and ask them what you're trying to do, because they're going to want to push people through as quickly as possible. I would think, Pam, what do you think? I wouldn't think it would hurt. I mean, the worst case, you're getting in at 8:15.
Are they open at all at 8? I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part of your question. So that would be the only thing I would be concerned about. Are they open at 8? If they are, then yeah, I don't think it hurts.
Okay. How early do you think? I didn't know where in the park exactly the people who have the dining reservations, I know they are ahead of the main crowd at the gate, but I didn't know how early we need to plan on trying to leave the restaurant to try to get ahead of them.
Well, I don't know either, because I've heard, now this was before when, you know, it was at Norway, but I've heard people just making reservations for, well, the restaurant taking the hit on the, you know, the the fee that they get charged, and then...
Are you kidding me?
No, I heard that rumor.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah,
I've never
heard
that.
That. They were doing that for Akershus. I know for sure. So I wouldn't put it past people to do it for
that is ridiculous.
This. So, yeah, I'd heard that one. That was like, really? You're going to... Okay, whatever. So, I mean...
It's only $10, though.
Yeah,
I know. Well, it depends
bucks.
On how many people you have for the reservation, though.
Oh, my
so.
Gosh. I can't believe that.
Yeah. So, anyway, I mean... I don't know how many people are going to be ahead of you because, you know, it just kind of depends on who finishes when, you know, all that. So it's, I mean, they don't have that many people in the restaurant, but, you know, I mean, you never know. So I don't
know.
Just...
If the park opens at 9, I know they usually open up a little bit earlier now. Do you know, is it usually about 20 or 15 or 20 minutes early?
I think they're, like, usually letting people in about 8:45, I think.
Okay.
But I would plan to be at the gates, like, a half hour early, if you're really trying to get this done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't mind waiting 30 minutes or an hour or whatever, but I just didn't want to wait 5 or 6 hours.
But then it's going to, I mean, but then if you look at it, too, you guys wouldn't really have time to eat a lot, either. So, I mean, that's something you have to consider. You're paying all that money for the, you know, the
and the character interaction.
Right. You're paying all that for the meal. So you want to make sure you actually eat it too and enjoy it. So, I mean, that's kind of something that I'm worried about for you guys too. So
well, it would probably only be me and my daughter that would be leaving the restaurant if we had to leave early.
Gotcha.
We would probably be the only two leaving. Everybody else would be staying and finishing their meal.
That's helpful.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, great. I appreciate the advice on the contemporary, so we will try that instead. I wanted to see something our first night there, so I will look forward to trying it from that view then.
In our chat room is giving lots of great feedback that is a good place to go see the fireworks. The only thing that was mentioned is that can be a smoking area, so just a heads up on that. But again, it's outside, so it shouldn't be too bad. So we have to ask you this question. We're asking everybody, then passing it along. So would you rather go to Yachtsman Steakhouse or Le Cellier? Oh, we might have lost her. Oh, there you are.
Probably, I've heard more about Le Cellier. I've heard more about them.
Hello?
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 Hello, sorry. So we lost you.
Okay.
We're just all quiet.
So I answered that and didn't get a response. So I didn't
So sorry, I think we lost here for a couple seconds. So did you say Le Cellier?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, good. All right, do you have an either or for our next caller who is ready to come on with us? Do you have one of those?
I don't know. I just stepped out of church, so I haven't been listening to the whole show, so I didn't know what y'all were doing. I'm sorry.
We'll go to the chat room for the next one. So thanks for calling, and go Bulldogs, and have a great trip. Thanks for calling in from Mississippi tonight.
Have a good time.
Thanks for calling. Have a great time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Gotta love those calls from the SEC country. All right. Just for the record, our next question is going to be, because I saw it earlier. It's going to be, our chat room goes fast. It's going to be Fort Wilderness Cabins or Art of Animation Suites from Carol Craig. That's a good question because I'm curious on that one. All right. So the number is 407-413-9395. You can get in right now, 407-413-9395. And Ricky, I can't, mind is blown that people are getting ADRs, not showing up, biting the $10 a person thing to get. What, to
it's
get those,
only $10, though. If your child really wanted to see Anna
bucks?
And Elsa...
Yeah,
I mean, seriously,
but you're already
think
paying
about
$100 to get in the park. I mean, come on, people. I
think
don't
of
know.
The other things that you pay for on vacation, though. Anna and Elsa doll's going to be more than $10.
I know, but I don't know. Things should not be that hard. Like that, you got to come up with that kind
hope
of a
that
way.
When Anna and Elsa, you know, when they open up, you know, a meet and greet also in Norway because that's supposed to be coming. So. You know, maybe that will
help alleviate.
Take away the
pressure.
Exactly.
All right. Here at MagicalMouseRadio.com, it's the October 2014 BR Guest Podcast Live Show. Next caller is on with us. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, guys. It's Andrew Benfer.
Hey,
hey,
what's up, Andrew?
Andrew!
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
How's the family?
Good. Sorry, I'm kind of joining on late. We just got back and getting Belle bathed. Actually, I think I heard her screaming on the other side of the house, so I might be getting some of that recapped later on. But oh well.
Belle is something,
out of sight,
man.
Out of mind. I can't hear it now.
That's right. Close the door.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't really know what the general conversation going now. I've heard a little either or, but the reason for me calling is just, you know, to thank you guys all together. We absolutely had a blast at Epic October. You know, we were a little nervous going into it. I think I told a couple of you guys we were a little nervous going in because, you know, it's one thing to talk through social media. It's a completely different thing connecting, you know, face-to-face. And I was a little nervous for Pamela because she's a little bit, you know, a little bit of a recluse at times, so...
Oh, I think we brought her right in, didn't we? I think we brought her right in.
Absolutely. And before I forget, you should know that I almost broke the kitchen sink pants. Like, literally moments after we disconnected.
No.
After last floor, we were trying to rush back across. I forget where we were going, but I was trying to fold the stroller up to get it through the crowds faster. And as soon as I started to collapse it, I heard a crack. I was like, oh, my God, I broke the pants.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
There go the pants.
They're good, though. They're good. They can't be used for ice cream. They're actually, we rethemed Belle's bathroom with Mickey and Minnie stuff, so it actually just holds her toothbrushes and toothpaste and stuff. So actually, it worked
good.
Out better, probably.
That's good.
Yeah, Hannah took ours, so it's a college somewhere. I don't know what's going on with it. I don't want
to. I'm surprised Steve let it up, man. I'll tell you what, that was a job getting that thing cleaned.
I know, right? Thank goodness he took that on.
I feel like we chose the worst bathroom on property. It was like the tiniest bathroom, and I don't think any cast member knows it exists over there because it was not the cleanest bathroom I've ever been in there.
Oh no.
Last cleaned in 1979.
Yeah, exactly. And most people don't even know where the area we were at. A lot of people don't feel like pass through as much, but it seemed to be the prime candy location. But
that's it. Well, yeah, no, I really appreciate you guys coming out. It was so good meeting you, and I'll tell you what, it's so funny because my Pam will say, and Mallory's always like looking at her iPad, look at this video of Belle. You got to see Belle doing this. it's like you guys are next door neighbors now.
Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's never a shortage of Belle updates on Facebook.
It's true.
Before her, it was all animal photos. I don't know. I just showed somebody a picture of my dog the other day and I was like, oh gosh, I don't know. When did I post the last picture of our dog? So it was like years ago now. So it's actually kind of funny how we have these paradigm shifts in life. But it's awesome. And it's awesome to be able to get together as friends now. And, you know, we're just looking forward to the next meet. So, you know, I won't hold up any other future callers. I don't know if it's...
So here's our question, because we got to get this out there before we go. So the question to you is, if you had your choice, would you stay in an Art of Animation family suite or a Fort Wilderness cabin?
Ooh, I'm going to go for the cabin, because when I get the question beach or mountains, I usually go for mountains. My mom lives up in the Smokies, and I don't know, there's something about a cabin feel that really brings the family together, and there's a lot of family bonding areas out there, you know, campfires and all the different things and that, so I would probably go for wilderness.
This is so interesting to me, because every one I think is going to be picked is like not being picked tonight, which is cool. I like that, because, you know, it's good to not be predictable. So, okay, Andrew, give us one for the next caller and we'll cut you loose for the night.
Is this for anything, either or?
Yeah, anything. Yeah. Walt Disney World.
Oof, Peter Pan or Haunted Mansion?
Nice. Ooh. Nice.
And I couldn't answer that question. So I would probably go Haunted Mansion right now with the store opening up. But my Pamela found out when we got back how much I actually spent in that store.
Uh-oh. Are you in trouble? Yeah. Are you in trouble?
Well, you know, I probably should have told her then, because the whole Disney bubble was still happening. When we came back into reality, it was a little bit worse.
Uh-oh.
I'm good now. I didn't buy everything in the store. That was my justification. There's a lot more I could have bought.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, honey, I didn't buy everything, but I did spend a small fortune on there, so sorry.
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at work, I was wearing Haunted Mansion stuff. I was wearing the polo shirt. And then the tie on Thursday, and then I wore the t-shirt on Friday. Nobody picked up on it. They're all subtle things, but
that's
anyway.
Good.
You are more likely to be murdered off property, I think, when you know. Get
when you get the bill. Yeah, you should have told her on property, dude. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
we had
definitely
a much better chance of survival.
Yeah, now the whole, like, how do we pay in the future? Is it going to go Apple Pay or Magic Band? I don't need it any easier, because
That's it, man. That's
never been my problem, is finding a way to. That's not.
Oh, no, I'm
issue.
Right there with you. I'm right there with you, fam.
I'm a good swiper. I'm fast.
Yeah. Anyway, well, I'll let you guys go. You guys have a great night.
And, you too, buddy. Hey, tell the family we said hello.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yours too. All right,
okay,
guys. Have a good night.
Right. Thanks, so, Andrew.
Bye. Hi, Andrew.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah, tomorrow that big question comes into play because Apple Pay starts tomorrow.
Oh, it does.
Yes, with the 8.1 iOS 8 update.
Sweet. Well,
this is like, I'm Leo Laporte. I'm the tech guy.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, hey, how are you today?
Oh my gosh.
If you listen to the tech guy, that's his line.
Yeah,
techguylabs.com. Hey, okay. Stuart Sternberg. I can't ever say his last name. Sternberg, I need to get some glasses. I'm getting so old. Is in the chat from the fan zone, the WDW fan zone. Glad he's joining us. So again, chat with us over at friendfeed.com/BRGuestMike. Lots of great talk there. Next caller, nobody's calling in because they don't want to answer Peter Pan or Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, see, you mean it's that nobody
so
wants
hard.
To answer.
I'm throwing it down. Andrew just brought us to a halt.
I don't want to answer it.
So Ricky, what do you think of the store? I didn't go in the store.
I didn't either.
You did? I thought you did. Pam, did you go in the store? That line was too long. I will not wait in line to go in a store.
I did not. No, I didn't go in the store either.
It looks
mean,
cool.
One of our agents just got back, Terry, and she was in the store. And she did a great blog on it with tons of pictures. So anyways,
where's that? At the magicforless.com?
Yeah, it's at the Magic for Less. And I was like, I was glad that she took so many pictures because then I was like looking, thinking, I wonder what I'll get. It's like I've been to the store, but I didn't have to wait in line, and now I'll just go like next week when I'm there. So anyway,
What's the name of the store? How do you say it? Memento.
Memento Mori.
Mori, yeah. And
it means remember death.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Somebody posted like, "Well, that's really nice in the middle of Walt Disney World."
Well, but you have to think about it. Okay, so it kind of makes sense. I mean, remember your trip, memento, that kind of thing,
death.
And then Mori. I mean, it's themed after the Haunted Mansion, so I mean, nice. Duh. I don't know.
nothing says great like times it. Like Memento Mori.
Maybe I'm just really morbid. I don't know. You have met my brother. He does work at the Haunted Mansion now, too. So I mean, yeah.
Next thing we know, he'll be dancing as a gravedigger in the parade.
Oh my gosh, no. But he did work his first Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party. Oh my gosh, he was so cute. He was all dressed up with the makeup and everything, and he probably loved it because he loves scaring people, so.
Wait, what was he doing scaring people? It's the not-so-scary Halloween party.
Just kind of like being creepy.
You're allowed to be a little more creepy at the Halloween party.
Was he at Six Flags? One of the, they had like the freaks come out at night or whatever?
He did work at Six Flags, and he did work at the, Fright Night, Fright Fest, and he was a troll. So our Six Flags had trolls, which were supposed to be scary, and he was a troll. His troll's name was Cratchit. So, yeah, and we went and
Scratchit.
Saw him.
Scratch.
It was Cratchit. Yeah. So
that's
like,
funny. That's actually where Mallory is right now. She's at.
Oh, that's awesome.
Fright Fest.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that's more stories about my brother than you guys probably all wanted to know.
That's true. It's the Casey show. It's a Big Daddy Nibs show 2.0.
Big Papa Niblet.
That's it. Whatever.
Somebody for the podcast is going to go up to him and be like, what up, Big Papa Niblet?
What
up,
Big Papa Nibs? Whatever. There's lots of variations on Casey's name.
I mean, totally.
So Chris is letting us know that the store is awesome and most of the products are on DisneyStore.com. So if you can't make it down there, check it.
So that's where all my money will go.
That's it. And you can use Apple Pay. All you need is a thumbprint. Boom, you're done. I use that on iTunes. It is way, way too easy. You just sit your thumb on the home button. Boom, you've spent your money. I mean, like in 1 second.
I don't need to do that.
Crazy.
That's okay.
Crazy.
I'll pass.
All right. We have our next caller on the line. Who's joining us?
Hello, everybody. It's George from Rain-Soaked Hawaii.
Hey,
George! Rain-soaked? That doesn't sound fun.
Anna almost came for a visit.
Yeah, we had a little hurricane come by.
Oh, bummer.
Luckily, most of the state's faring well, I should say, and just a little bit of rain and we didn't get it with a whole lot of wind, so thankfully we dodged another bullet. So
yeah, I saw that. I was glad for you guys.
Yeah.
So how was Epic October? I kind of fell behind a little bit on the podcast and everything, and I was up in California for about 10 days. And
I was watching. You look like you had a blast. I love the picture that you. It seems like you always take it every time you go. The one in front of the firehouse where you thank Walt for the experience. That one always is special to me when I see you take those pictures.
Yeah, it certainly is. In fact, my dad and his lady friend were like, "What are you doing?" And I kind of explained to it, and my dad just kind of looked at me like, "Yeah." And then, his friend was like, she actually thought that was actually really nice, and so. She got it. That was
cool. Yeah, Epic October was great. We had great weather, just awesome friends, just tons of friends out, and just it was very pleasant. It didn't, you know, even though it's like it's very hectic because there's such limited time. We're down there for really about 72, maybe 85 hours or so total. But you know, I didn't feel super rushed this year. I felt like everything went off well, and we had a great time. I mean, Pam, did you feel that way when you got home? I love it.
Yeah, I did. You know, I always want a little more, right?
Yeah,
one more day is always my, you know,
Darn it, if I only just had one more day, right?
Yeah. I know. But, you know, I think that with this trip in particular, we just have to keep in perspective what we're there to do. And then when you do that, I think that your expectations are just right in line with what's going to happen. And we just had a great time. So
agreed.
And I understand the one more day thing. Cause it's like I've been doing 3-day passes for the past couple of visits at Disneyland, and it just never feels like it's enough. Like,
no,
one more day.
Yeah, I know. I've learned my lesson at Disneyland. I always think that, like, I've been there enough and I've seen the parks and I'll be able to do it in this amount of days. And I'm just like, what am I thinking? No way am I going to be able to do it in that many days. So I always want just a little bit more there, especially. So I feel you. I think everyone feels our pain on that one.
True that.
Yeah, and we kind of go back to is the question still on the table, Haunted Mansion or Peter Pan?
Yep, that's yours.
Yep, that's this.
Yeah, for me, it was Haunted Mansion. I couldn't miss Mansion. I haven't ridden Peter Pan in quite some time because it's just, I get the lines, but sometimes when I'm in Fantasyland, which is still in the dark rides, I'm like, oh, I really don't. Peter Pan's always like 45 minutes to an hour. And I'm just like, you know, it's like, I just don't want to, I don't, for that, it just, I don't feel like that's worth the wait. So I'll move on to other things and, you know, I'll do, I think, he's about 30, 45 minutes to Toad for Disneyland, because we still have Toad out there, and he's the second longest dark ride in Fantasyland. And I'll do that wait, but usually not for Peter Pan. That's just usually way too long.
So you're saying you get more bang for your buck for your wait for Haunted Mansion? I agree with that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that one, is, you know, even with long lines, that one seems to kind of, you know, the line moves a little faster, and, you know, there's a lot more things to kind of look at in the queue. And, you know, it's certainly, and then, of course, too, Peter Pan, I don't know, I think the total ride time is a little bit shorter than Mansion. It seems to kind of, you really have a lot to look at. And of course, at Disneyland, like I said in the last show, it's got the Nightmare Before Christmas theming, which I absolutely love. I just really get a kick out of that. And so when I was out there, I rode it twice and just absolutely loved it both times.
I've still never seen that movie start to finish. So I'm watching that this year.
Really? You know, it's tough. I have to admit, it's a tough one to get through, and even for me. In fact, like, it's kind of funny. Like when they did the theming, I was like, okay. And when I kind of, the more times I rode it, and the more times I really started to enjoy the ride, it actually kind of then brought me back to be more interested in the movie. So, yeah, it's one of those things you gotta, you know, watching the movie is a little tough. I get why it's kind of more of a cult classic than kind of a classic that everyone seems to enjoy.
Some great music, though. When Hannah was a baby, maybe not a baby, but like a young child, like preschooler, she loved that movie. And it was because of the music. And you would not think that she would have, because it's a little spooky in places.
A little, yeah.
I know. But the music just was so, I think she was enchanted by it. So, I mean, you know, there's another great thing to love about it. But yeah, every time Disneyland gets the Haunted Mansion overlay, I'm jealous. And that's all I have to say about that.
Well, and speaking of music, it was actually cool. And Mike, I know that I gave you the track to play on the radio station. If you listen to it real closely, they have like these really kind of twisted, ghoulish versions of Christmas music. And you have to listen to it really close, and you'll pick out, like, you know, Carol the Bell and all these, you know, normal, you know, things that you would associate with a Christmas song. And it's really kind of twisted into this Halloween kind of ghoulish, like, you know, kind of the way that they present it. And it's just awesome. It's just like, oh, this is just so awesome, that the way that they did that whole ride and the way they just themed it and just completely overhaul the entire mansion to fit that, you know, fit that theme. It's just
That's so perfect.
Yeah, too bad that Disney World doesn't bring it up there.
Right? Yeah,
that's
I know.
It. That's it. Well, we got the Jingle Cruise, which isn't much, but
stop. Don't even bring up the Jingle
Cruise. It's coming back.
It's not even the same ballpark.
I am going to tell you, it's supposed to be better this year.
Well, it couldn't be much
worse. I mean, yeah, it could be much worse. But I do know it's supposed to be better.
I could come down there and decorate better than that. What the heck?
I don't know any more details than that. So I'm just telling you.
Disney,
but I do know.
Give me a call. I'm just saying.
All I heard is I heard Big Papa Nibs is dressing up like Santa. That's all.
No, that's not true.
All right, George. Well, you have the net. Give us an either or for our next call because we have a couple lined up here. So go for it.
All right. Let's see here. How about Dole Whip or popcorn?
Nice. Ooh. Sweet or salty. All right, George. Well, hey, take care out in Hawaii, and we'll talk to you in November, buddy.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
Thanks, George.
All right. Mm-hmm. Good call.
Aloha.
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 All right. We're not going to rate that call. Let's go to the next call. I love when Skype randomly asks me to rate the calls. All right. Who's joining us?
Hey, Pete from Chicago.
What up, Pete?
Hey, Pete. What's
going on, everybody?
Awesome. We are doing great.
I loved your open on Resort Loop the other day. I'm like, that's my buddy Pete with the That was awesome.
I was wondering if anybody else heard that.
Yeah, you know I did.
I don't really have too much tonight. I actually just kind of wanted to get on the either or. I got it. What I think is a good one.
Well, you
got
to answer first. Dole Whip or popcorn?
Oh, there's no question. That's Dole Whip.
All right.
Oh, there you go.
All right, now you're up. Send it to the next person. We're gonna. All right. We got 10 minutes left. We're going to try to get through all these calls.
It's going to be pre-construction Polynesian or...
Hang on. Do you have like an upset stomach or do you have gas or something? Just kidding. I'm just playing.
No, dad. I'm driving. I just at the grocery store. I got a drunk check tomorrow.
I was like, excuse me. No, go ahead. I was being rude.
All right. Pre-construction Polynesian or Animal Kingdom Lodge at the holidays.
Oh man, you're that's too much thinking. It's supposed to be Dole Whip or popcorn. Easy.
Yeah, right. Put our thought thinkers on.
It's Sunday night.
Our thought thinkers.
That was something Steve's grandpa always said.
My thought thinker is always on.
Oh, good. I'm glad yours is. Mine, I don't know. Sometimes it is.
Oh, good lord. Okay, well, hey, we're gonna cut you loose, and we'll send that one up to the next person.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
Hey,
talk to you next month.
Stay safe, and we appreciate everything you do out there. Stay safe. All right, we'll talk to you, Pete. All right, so he had pre-construction Polynesian or Animal Kingdom Lodge at the holidays, and let's get our next caller in here. Hey, who's joining us?
Hi, my name is Devin from Philly.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I just got to tell you, this is my first time calling in. I've been a long-time podcast listener, and I just love your show.
Hey, you just made my week. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah,
for sure.
Not a problem. I've been working in the podcast area for a while, but I've been listening for about like 3 years.
Hey,
and
awesome.
Our first trip to Disney, I think, was like in 2012. So we are planning to go back. But I just had a question. I guess directed towards Ricky more so, because I know you took your grandmom to Disney World, and we are taking our grandmom as well, but she is not much of a rider.
Either is fine. So we made her do stuff anyway.
Exactly. So she's just going for the experiences and everything. But I just had a question concerning her and Fast Passes.
Okay.
Being that she's not going to be riding, and we had to use like the Magic Bands and everything for that. How do they work? Like, does it have to be everyone in our party has to use a fast pass for a certain ride, or
no.
is it allowed?
It does. No. You don't. They have to have a fast pass set up, basically. So if you have it, let's put it this way. We had fast passes set up for me, my mom, and my brother I think it was Splash Mountain. And then because we used fast passes for earlier in the day for attractions that my grandma could actually get on that, you know, she used her fast pass for those attractions. We had to, because she, you know, couldn't get on Splash Mountain, even though that's something we all wanted to ride. We had to kind of like throw away her other fast pass. So we still had to make a fast pass reservation for her but it was it just went unused. So I think that we went up to the kiosk and the guy made it. So I think it was for like Space Mountain, which of course my grandma would not get on. I mean, we wouldn't even put her on that. Because can you see this 94-year-old lady riding? Woo! No, that's not a good idea. So anyway, So I mean, you can make fast passes, you know, that she won't use, and then you guys can use, I mean, you know, or you can just make it for her and then just not use it. I think the reason we did that where she rode Space Mountain by herself but didn't actually ride it was because we were trying to get a better time for our fast passes. So, because fast pass depends on the number of people in your party.
Yeah.
So dropping her off that fast pass made it so that we could ride it earlier in the day, and then, you know, she could ride whatever later, which she didn't do, but... So the answer is, if you make fast passes for her for that day that she will ride, you have to make a fast pass reservation for her for something, and you can choose whatever you want for her, basically, is how it works. So
okay,
does that help?
That was awesome. Well, yeah, because I was actually also thinking too, is she didn't, because I know, or at least I'm guessing, this My Disney Experience thing is the first time that I'm going through it and everything. So
right.
I was thinking if they had reservations for 5 people who was our party and only 4 get on, can one other person use that fast pass in our party to go back on?
Technically you can. We had fast passes. We made fast passes for all 4 of us for Maelstrom. And my mom decided that she didn't want to go on. She was going to sit out with my grandma. So me and my brother went on, and then we swapped bands with them, and then we went back on with their bands. So, yeah, we actually double rode on that one because she didn't want to ride. So, yeah, it'll work. They're not looking that. I'm sure that they were like, Grandma, why does this one say Grandma? But, you know.
Big Grandma Nibs.
So, but, yeah, you should be fine. Not a problem at all. So,
got it. Well, guys, I really, really enjoy your podcast, and I'm so looking forward to my trip in February. And I know it's all possible because of you guys that I'm able to plan it out. And I'm sure everyone will have a good time just because of you guys helping me. So I really, really appreciate it.
Hey, I love your positivity. And don't be a stranger. Give us a call in November.
Yeah,
man.
But he has to answer our question.
Yes, I'll stop lurking, man.
I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you so much for the kind words, and thanks for supporting the show. Appreciate it.
All right. No problem.
Great call.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's awesome. I love hearing from first time callers.
We didn't make him answer the question.
Oh, no. But you know what? Take lots of pictures too, especially when you're taking your whole big family like that. I love that. So
yes, please take pictures and share. And that's going to be so important because, you know, as I said, my grandma had a stroke the next week. So you never know what can happen. So just make sure you enjoy that time with your loved ones. And
Sure.
All right. We're going to get to our last call of the night, and our caller is on. So this caller will have to take the last question. So who's joining us?
Hi, my name is Donna, and I'm calling from Vermont.
Hey, Donna.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Great. Good. It's been a good night.
Awesome. Yeah.
I just have a real quick question about tipping at cabanas for dinner service.
On Disney Cruise Line?
On Disney Cruise Line, yep.
Like, the actual, cabanas on the beach, right?
No.
Cabanas, the buffet?
On the Disney Fantasy, cabanas restaurant for dinner.
Okay.
So I haven't been on the Fantasy, so are you just asking, how you go about doing that if you decide to go to cabanas for dinner rather than going to the main dining rooms?
We've been there a couple times for dinner service, skipping the main dining rooms. Just because they tend to be a little loud sometimes and it doesn't fit our schedule. So sometimes picking up dinner at Cabanas, they have a really nice dinner service. It's quiet. The staff is really attentive to you. But you might have 5 or 6 different people waiting on you for that service. And I just didn't know how the tipping worked because, you know, they're not getting the tips. You're paying your tipping at the end of your cruise. But that's going to your main dining room staff.
So, Pam, do you want to address that? Because I think that it's a pooled tip system, but is that correct for when you have service like that at Cabanas?
Well, no. I mean, she's right in that you're paying your servers at the end of your cruise, but I will say that think about your cruise line staff, your wait staff. You will see them at cabanas in the morning. You'll see them doing other duties throughout their cruise. It's something that is definitely, you do not have to tip when you're at cabanas. I think that you definitely can if you would like to, but it's just like any other meal, I feel, on the cruise line, except for your main meals where you have your service team and they follow you from cruise to cruise, that you do not have to.
Okay. Because we've had great service and you just feel kind of bad getting up and not like leaving a tip. I just didn't know how that worked as far as how they got paid. Because it's a different team that's working cabanas.
Right, than your usual service
team. The meals there are just, the meals are great, and the service is great, and it's quiet, and
I know.
There whenever you want. You don't need a reservation, and you don't need to have, your certain time to go sit.
That's true.
And that's a huge plus, I think, too. Sometimes you just don't, sometimes you just don't want to, so I totally understand that. So, yeah, have fun, enjoy.
Okay. Thank you. Well,
before we get out of here, you have the last question of the night. So this is no pressure, but Pete up in Chicago wanted to know, do you prefer, if you had your choice, Animal Kingdom Lodge at the holidays or the Polynesian Resort before all the construction started? Which one would you choose?
That's hard. They're both awesome, but I would have to say I got to go with the Poly pre-construction.
Very good.
Because we're never going to see it again.
It's true. It's a relic.
Unfortunately.
Good call.
That's a tough one, but I'll go with the Poly.
Good. Well, you know what? You have me considering cabanas for dinner now, and there's enough options as it is. But, it's kind of like your own personal, how some of the other lines have anytime dining. It's almost like you could think of it that way.
Mm-hmm. Good. I don't want to eat with you anyway.
And the menu options are great, too. They're pulling items from the menus in the dining room, awesome. But they're making them up in cabanas. So I think this is just fresher and made to order for you. So it's actually a nice little choice.
I never even think of that. Well, hey, great call, and thanks. That's going to help us all on our next Disney cruise.
All right. Well, thank you. Have a great night.
You too. Thanks for calling from Vermont. I love it. All right, have a good night.
20 days to food and wine.
There you go.
Marathon.
You're almost there. That's right. Good luck. Have a good run. All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, what a great show tonight. Great calls. We had lots of new callers from different places, too.
Yeah, I love that new callers call. So new callers, don't be afraid. Give us a call next time. Not tonight.
So, we might do this again in November. I like the either or where it's the listeners going to the listeners.
Fun.
That was kind of fun. All right. Well, don't forget tonight's show brought to you by the good folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time to book that next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Disney Cruise Line vacation, work with one of the experts over at the Magic for Less. They do this every day. They make sure that they take that trip and look at it as if it was their own because they want to make sure that you have a special time. These trips are too far, few and far between. They want to make sure that every moment of that trip is magical for you. And of course, get you the best financial deal possible. So do this. Drop by themagicforless.com. There you can see all the specials. You can fill out the free no obligation quote. And like Pam said, there's an awesome blog over there as well. And we're all looking for new information. You can read about Memento Mori and lots of other great stuff. So check them out today. And we thank the Magic for Less for sponsoring the Be Our Guest podcast. Give us a follow on Twitter. We're at Be Our Guest Mike. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And of course, keep it locked always on Magical Mouse Radio for great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music 24 hours a day. Hey, one last thing. Don't forget, Halloween is coming up here very soon. That's on a Friday this year. Friday, October 31st, Magical Mouse Radio will be all Halloween music all day, all night. So keep it on to give out the candy, to have on at work and at school. All Halloween music on Halloween day and night right here on MagicalMouseRadio.com. The next Be Our Guest Podcast live show is going to come your way on, let me look it up, looks like November 16th at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, where we'll be taking your calls and talking Disney, and it'll be a lot of fun, just like it was tonight. Yeah. Again, Sunday nights are busy. We thank you so much for carving out a little bit of time for us, and if you're listening on Thursday, hope that you're having a good week. Only one day left, and you got the weekend right in front of you, so work hard. I love talking, like we're in the future, like it's Thursday. It's really not Thursday.
We are in the future.
It's scary. All right. Well, thanks again to everybody in the chat room. Great chat tonight, people. You kept it real. You kept it fun in the chat room. Thanks to everybody who called in. Thanks for tuning in, as always, to the Be Our Guest podcast. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you an outstanding Sunday night and a wonderful week. We'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.